Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory forever.
Throughout the whole Lent, I have been preaching on the mystery of confession. And looking back, there is so much to say, much more to explain. That being said, I would like to finish my series of homilies with answering some good questions that I have received throughout the Lent. And I think that they are very helpful. So the first question was, how do I know what sin is and what is not? And the answer to this question is something people do not expect. When people approach me with this question, I usually reply in this manner: does your life resemble the life of the gospel? To find our sins, we have to do some work. So the first step, I would say, is to look and read the Ten Commandments. Usually our prayer books have Ten Commandments and also supporting questions where you can ask yourself, for example, was I distracted from God? And did I do my prayers? If we say yes and no, meaning I was distracted from God, and no, I have not done my evening and morning prayers, that means that I did not love God, breaking the first commandment, because I forgot about Him throughout the day. And when it was our time to meet Him at our prayer time, we forgot, or we were too lazy. So there are already two sins. I didn't love God, and I didn't bother to pray, to learn His language, which is prayer. We can also slowly read the gospel, and when we read it slowly, we should have a pen and a paper next to us. Because when we read the gospel for a particular day, it will contain a commandment from God. For example, I'll share with you one of mine from tomorrow's gospel. So you can steal it from me. Start this way. Christ says, "My house shall be called house of prayer, but you're turning it into den of thieves." What does this commandment mean? Silence in the church. Having certain respect for the house of God. We should not treat church as our living room where we eat and drink and have a good time talking. That is why we stop playing music in this church. That's why when I talk to somebody, I try to whisper. I don't want to break this commandment. This is a holy place, so I better treat it that way. And if I don't, I better confess it, that I was not respectful in the house of God and the Eucharist that is right there in the tabernacle. God. We can also learn from the Beatitudes. For example, blessed are the merciful. Do I show mercy? Do I forgive even if I don't want to? And if I say no, that means that we need to confess that. Father, I'm not merciful. Father, I have a hard time forgiving that or that person. And that's where the spiritual direction might happen, or a tough penance, to help you overcome the sin. Another question I received is this: Father, I don't go to confession because you say this when I receive the Eucharist. during the Divine Liturgy, the servant of God receives body and blood for Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ for the remission of his sins and for life everlasting. When the priest says this, we say it because we know our fallenness and we know that we might forget some sins that in the confession. So this is why we say this. Servant of God receives body and blood for the remission. We actually mean that this, the sins that the person was not able to detect or repent at the confession. This only counts when person cannot detect them. If those sins are missed, they are removed. But if we refuse to confess those sins, then we are in big trouble. And because a person who refuses to confess has no business receiving the Eucharist. A person who does not confess steals confession, communion. And that is very dangerous. Yes, God is merciful, but he is also just judge. Another question, or rather a statement. Father, I know my commandments. I'm going to quote you. You shall not kill. I have not killed anybody. So therefore, I didn't break this commandment. It might be true, halfway. But that's when we say that we say that we don't know God's standard. We don't know what God really means. The sixth commandment doesn't just touch on the grotesque external act like murder, but it also on internal acts, disposition of thoughts, disposition of desires, which means hatred, prejudice, unjust anger, and more. So most of the days, if not every day, we break this commandment. Maybe we have not killed anybody, but with our thoughts we might have. Or we might have committed a spiritual murder where we put somebody else in a bad disposition towards God. The truth is, we break every single commandment. Every single day. And that's okay. It's good to know, because when we start to work on ourselves, after a while a certain joy comes into our lives, because we recognize that we were bounded by sin, but we can become free. It is a narrow path, but it is a beautiful path. We have to always remember parable of the prodigal son. Father rejoiced because his son returned. Son repented and father forgave. This action is result of resurrection of the soul. My son was dead and is alive again, resurrected. This brings peace to our soul, to our body. We become less anxious about our problems. And certain joy comes when we approach Eucharist. Because when we know that we have tried to live a life according to gospel. Repentance and confession will get you to heaven. For Christ says, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Glory to Jesus Christ.